Albert Wilson singled up right. West goes out. Here's Heaney. He hit him, and Mack finishes him off. Khalil Mack will get the sack, but it was Ben Heaney that hit him, threw him off balance, and then Khalil Mack buried him. Smith looks pressured. He gets sacked. Back on the 5-yard line. Khalil Mack got him. His 8th of the year.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Obviously, a tough loss for you guys, but another great performance from you. 8 tackles, 2 sacks. If we can put the loss aside for a moment and just look at your performance, that had to feel good out there.
It felt real great. Playing team defense, guys playing alongside each other, rushing and coverage, working together. And Mario working off the edge. You had Nico getting good penetration in the middle. You had Big Jelly getting good penetration against the run, and Big Dan. So it's all working together, and that's really where the success comes from.
What would you say is the recent success of the defense? What's clicking for you guys?
Everybody's on the same page. You preach communication throughout the whole week, getting to the ball, stripping the ball, and trying to be effective and get the offense back to rock.
When you switch from linebacker to defensive end, how difficult a task is it, and which one comes more naturally to you?
I feel like the coach has put me in position, whether it's defensive end or outside linebacker. It's all the same for me, setting the edge and trying to wreak havoc off the edge and get to the quarterback.
You mentioned Mario Edwards Jr. What is it like playing with him and the progression that you've seen from him this season?
Oh, man, it's special. It's special to see a young player like that, being that I'm a young player, too, being able to mature with him and get better every week and see the growth that he brings forth and how special he can be as a player, and not even seeing the ceiling is kind of crazy. So just being able to be a part of that is special in itself.
I talked to you about this during the preseason, and we've seen it play out this season, and that's your relationship with Derek Carr. When Derek comes off of a game like he did last week, do you talk to him? What's the message that you're sending to him?
I mean, man, Derek, man, all it takes is a look. All it takes is a look, and I tell him straight, I love you. You know what I'm saying? And so whether it's good or bad, we always together in an aspect of a team and bringing that camaraderie and making sure that the brotherhood stays tight regardless of any outcome.
Of course, a lot of people looking at last week's outcome, but try and look at his body of work this season, because we've seen a lot of progression, really great things from this offense. But Derek specifically, what have you seen?
I mean, like you said, progression, the game has slowed down a lot for him. I mean, I remember talking to him about that, both of us, really. The game has slowed down a lot. And he sees things, and he's making some crazy throws out there, threading the needle up. I think he threw one to Crab between two defenders, and it was...
Oh, that was a beauty.
I mean, yeah, he's a great player, man, great quarterback, and I'm glad he's on my team.
So every week I ask you guys 5 questions, but this one is Christmas themed because, of course, the holidays are around the corner. Number 1, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, my favorite Christmas movie. I think it has to be White Christmas with Bing Crosby.
Oh, wow. You're going way back.
Yeah, I went way back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to have to rent it if you can even rent that movie.
Yeah.
Number 2, real or fake Christmas tree? What's your preference?
Oh, definitely real Christmas trees. My mother, she's big on those. She has to go get one every year, and so... I can now get one because she comes here for Christmas.
So you were that guy where she'd say, no, move it to
the
left.
Exactly.
No, the right,
exactly.
The left.
Exactly.
Woman, make up your mind.
Yeah.
Number 3 here, the worst gift ever received.
Worst
or we could
gift.
Go with the best.
Worst gift ever received? Oh, it's hard.
No, that's tough to say
that's
a bad
tough.
Gift.
Yeah, I don't
you
wanna,
just smile
I don't
and
throw
nod.
That out there because somebody might know who.
So then how about your best? Go back to maybe growing up, the gift
growing
that
up.
You woke up and it was just unbelievable.
My pops, he went out of his way. We never could get shoes that cost over $50. So one time he took us to the mall and got us probably like a nice pair of Jordans one year.
Ooh, 2 weeks in a row. And I'm telling you, I think Santa is bringing Jordans for my 2 sons this Christmas. We'll see. It's on their list.
Perfect.
Number 4, favorite Christmas meal or family tradition?
I remember growing up, me and my mom and my dad and my brothers, we were right around town and look at the Christmas lights. And while we were playing Christmas music in the car, and I'll be like singing a little bit.
Oh, that is so nice.
Cool. It was cool, yeah. So,
last question here. Which offensive lineman could play the role of Santa Claus? You could take this a few different ways.
Yeah.
Size or maybe the most generous, gift-giving?
I would take Body Build and I would take Donald Penn.
Oh.
The perfect Santa. Yeah, perfect Santa Claus.
Well, he is very giving. We saw that at Thanksgiving.
The turkeys,
so
yeah, turkeys
we'll go with that one. Yeah. Khalil, thank you so much. Good luck to you
thank
the rest
you.
Of the season. Up next, Jim Plunkett and I break down the Denver Broncos.
They stop the run, number one, and number two, they come after the quarterback. You know, they're very, very good on defense, and it makes their DBs a lot better.